也只是因为第一场大雪，让我们在外面铲雪铲得累了，所以今天还没醒。
Might because of the first snow this year, we had to shovel the snow, so we're not awake now.
所以我现在给大家第二个机会，让我们一同站起来，我们唱第六首。神，
So I
你
want
真
to
伟
give you
大。
another chance. Please stand up, and we'll sing the hymn number six.
那我要告诉你，我是抱病站在这里，今天。
I want to tell you I'm sick today.
所以
He's
我
sick.
唱的声音一定要比你，你唱的声音一定要比我大。
So your voice should be louder than mine.
还有一个另外一个邀请，
Another invitation.
因为这是一个这个proclamation 是一个宣告，神是伟大的神。
So this is a proclamation.
所以你
God
们
is great.
两个人彼此对唱，
So you should
就是
sing to
唱给
each
旁边
other.
的人听，
Sing
神
to the
真伟
one who
大，
next to
好不
you.
好？我们一起 来
I'm
打起我们的精
grateful.
神。用我们的声音来赞美我们的神，
Let's sing loudly
愿
to
意。
praise our Lord.
Oh, to my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider all our work in His pain.
Turn around to each other.
Sing with hearts. I hear the rolling thunder, the world of the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Second verse.
Yet when I think thy God his son not sparing, send him to die, I scarce can take him. Turn on the cross, my burden glad bearing, he burden thine to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then is going to room, the
shout of earthly vision, and take thee home, what joy shall be. My heart, then I shall bow in humble adoration,
and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art. How great thou art, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
Now we come alive. 好，
现在活过来了。
我们刚刚完成一个为期两星期7个城市的祖玛观花市的这个访问旅游，的确帮助我对彼岸那个国家，有更深一层的认识与了解。
We just completed a two-week trip and visited 7 cities. He said, watching the flowers on a running horse, which means in a rush. 走马观花. It actually really helped him further understand the country on the other side of the ocean.
虽然来去匆匆, 但是, 让我开始体会一个什么是一个传道人的心肠。
Although the trip was short and we were in a hurry, I began to understand the feeling of being a missionary.
最近我想我的旅程好比是第一世纪保罗的宣教旅程一样。
I would like to compare my journey, our journey, with Paul's journey in the first century.
那不同的地方就是保罗是徒步旅行或者是骑驴子。
So what's different that Paul usually he had to walk or rode a donkey.
但我们却是坐高铁、坐飞机。
But we took high-speed train or plane.
保罗到处受人的逼迫，我们却是处处被人款待。
Paul was persecuted everywhere, while we were treated like VIP wherever we went.
所以我根本不配与保罗相提并论。
So we couldn't be compared with Paul.
所以今天我只是想借用保罗的提醒，再一次来。学习什么是他传道的心肠和传道的方式。
So I like to use Paul's reminder to learn his attitude and approach when he preached the gospel.
也借此希望能够与弟兄姐妹彼此来勉励。
And I would like to share it with you brothers and sisters so that we can all support each other and inspire each other.
正好今这一个月是11月，是不是？还是11月？
This is still November.
虽然下了一场雪，但是仍然是十一月。
十
一月是什么节？什么月呢？在教会界里面。
So in church, what kind of month is that?
除了是感恩节以外。
Thanksgiving season.
在众教会定十一月为宣教月。
It's also the month of sharing gospel.
所以这个题目也很合适。
So it's a proper topic.
好。新约圣经中提到有一个城市叫做帖撒罗尼迦。
In New Testament, one city named Thessalonian, in the New Testament, it was mentioned.
是今天欧洲这个希腊城在希腊国在爱琴海北边的一个重镇。
So it's an ancient ocean city in the north of Aegean Sea in today's Greece in Europe.
它在主前315年被建立，但在古希腊的时代就具有相当重要的地位。
It was established in 315 BC.
所以罗马帝国在主前164年就让这个城市成为马其顿省的省会。
It already played an important role in the ancient Greek era.And in the Roman Empire, it was the capital, became the capital of Macedonian province.
那么帖撒罗尼迦是保罗在他第二次传道旅程中间所建立的一个教会。
The Thessalonian church was founded by Paul during his second missionary journey.
但在建立这个教会不久，他就受到诬告和逼迫，不得已匆匆的离去了。
But soon he suffered from persecution and false accusation, so he had to leave. He had to leave there.
因此，他不能够在这个教会有较长的时间停留，来喂养建造一个教会。
He could not stay there for a long time to feed and build the church.
保罗他们那一群人被逼迫离开以后。这个新兴的教会也开始受到逼迫。
So after Paul and his fellow workers left Thessalonica, this new church was also persecuted.
保罗呢，就从他去了一个哥林多的地方，雅典的地方，就差遣提摩太回去探访，并帮助那里的圣徒。
So then Paul sent his fellow worker, Timothy, to return and visit the church and try to help the apostles there.
后来从提摩太的口中，他得到很好的消息。 知道这个教会不单止没有向他们的逼迫来屈服，反而更加的刚强的站立。So
later, Paul learned from Timothy that those believers they did not yield to persecution, but were standing firm in the Lord.
所以保罗非常得到欣慰，但也继续的关心他们属灵的前途。So
Paul felt joyful, but he continued to care about their spiritual growth.
深恐他们在因为真理的基础不稳固的时候，很容易受到外来各种教训的影响，所以他就写下了《帖撒罗尼迦前书》来劝勉他们。So
he was worried that those believers could be easily influenced by other external teachings. So he wrote Thessalonica, First Thessalonica, to support them.
所以刚刚我们读过的经文就是很明显的表露。 保罗做传道人的心态和传道的方式。So
from the verses we just read, it clearly shows Paul as a missionary, his attitude and the approach for sharing gospel.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章五节，我们刚刚说，他说我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能、圣灵、信心和他怎样的为人。
So 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake.
所以这就是我们从这些经文一起来学习思想使徒保罗传福音的五项的要素。So
today, let's think about the five elements of the Apostle Paul's sharing or preaching the gospel.
第一个要素就是言语。The
first element is words.
也就是说，它这个福音的内涵。The
content.
福音的内容。Of
the gospel.
言语的意思是指福音的信息。So
words means the message of the gospel.
正如保罗在 第二章第三节那里所说的，我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈。So
chapter 2, verse 3, it says, For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you.
这节经文里面有几个词我们需要来深入的来了解。So
we need to learn further or more about some of the words in this verse.
首先这个劝勉就是所传的福音的信息，也就是我们的言语，传福音的时候我们是讲的那些话。The
first word appeal, it means the message or the words when we share gospel.
错误只是信息里面内容上本质的一个问题。Error
here means the problem with the essence of the message content.
他的信息不是出于错误，是表示他所传的不是出于人学术的体系或者是研究的心得，而是纯粹出于神所启示的真道。It
does not spring from error, which means the gospel that he shared was not out of men's academic system or research result, but it was purely out of the truth revealed by God.
是神拯救的全盘计划，是未曾加添的、未曾删减的，所以它的内容必定是正确无误的。So
it's his complete plan of salvation. No words were added or taken away, so the content must be correct.
但是我们需要谨记的就是，如果我们为了讨人喜欢而传讲信息的时候，为了迎合人的口味。
But we need to be alert that sometimes in order to please men when we serve, when we deliver or the message, we want to meet the taste of the audience.
我们一味地讲人所喜欢听的笑话故事，甚至所谓的科学道理、生活常识。
We tell some jokes that people would like to listen, stories or life knowledge or scientific theory.
而对神的旨意和真理却违背不说或者一带而过。
And we didn't mention God's will or truth. We just talk about it briefly.
甚至有的时候我们扭曲所传讲的信息内容，引致侍奉只看重表面的热闹果效和众人的反应。
So sometimes we distort the message, and also we just pay attention to the bustling effect and the response from the public.
我们用这个市场导向的这种方式来做我们服事的这个方法的时候，我们就走歪了。
So if we take the market orientation as the highest leading principle, then we are totally wrong.
虚假错误的学说可以骗人一时，但是永存的真理却能够赋予人道德的勇气和人生正确的方向。
So fake or wrong theories, it could be deceitful temporarily, but the eternal truth would endure man with morality, courage, and the correct direction of our life.
但是就算是本质上完全正确的道、正确的福音呢，也可能被人利用，用不良的动机或手段来传扬。
Even if it's pure gospel, it could be preached by people for impure motives or approaches.
所以当我们传道的时候，我们绝对不能够以为达到目的而不择手段。
So we Christians should not do that, using unethical approaches for our purpose.
所以他下面所讲的就是他污秽不是出于污秽，这是讲到道德或动机上面的问题。
So next word we want to discuss about is impure. It's about the moral or motives.
我们所传的福音不是出于不道德或者是自私的动机，甚至好像保罗告诉提摩太，有人用金钱为得利的门路。
So the gospel we share should not be unethical or out of selfish motives. Or Paul told Timothy, some people use it as a means to financial gain.
我们是应该用纯正的动机、圣洁的动机，为人的好处，光明正大的来传福音。
So our motives should be pure and holy, and we should share the gospel openly without shame for the benefits of others.
那么那是动机的方面。第三个就是手段的方面，不出于诡诈。
The third thing we want to talk about is a trick. tricky approach.
这个诡诈这个原文本来是用好像钓鱼用鱼饵哈，后来延伸来指责用施狡猾的计谋来希望来吸引人。
Trick originally meant fishing bait, but then later it refers to cunning schemes.
所以这个地方是讲到宣讲福音的不应该用一些所谓好像聪明的售货员用这个推销术来引诱人购买他的货品，来把人引诱到教会里面。
So when we share gospel, we shouldn't act like sales people. They try to use selling skills to attract people to the church.
所以我们传福音的时候，我们的言语是我们的内容不是出于错误，我们动机不是误会，我们的手段不是诡诈。
So when we share gospel, first the content should be correct, not an error.And the motives should be pure. And the approach should, we shouldn't trick people.
这是传福音的第一个要素，在言语的方面。
So that this is the first element about words.
第二个要素是全能。
The second element is power.
福音的全能。
The power of gospel.
是指神在福音上所显明的大能，能够折服人心，叫人觉得扎心。
It's the power of God for the salvation.It can conquer people's heart or make some people feel they are cut to the heart.
因为我们传扬福音不是凭空说话，而是流露神的大能。
When we share gospel, we are not talking or speaking without evidence, but actually demonstrate God's power.
我们都知道罗马书一章十六节，神告诉我们说，保罗说，福音本是神的大能，要叫一切相信的人。
So, Bible tells us the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
常常我们觉得，我们如果有好的口才，可以辩倒别人，就可以说服他们信福音。但是这样的辩倒人只能够让人口服，不能够让人心服。
So sometimes we feel we have good eloquence and we could win the debate with others. But actually, people would not be sincerely convinced by you.
我们也常常听到一个没有多少知识的婆婆，只要讲两三句，有人就会信主。
So sometimes we heard that an old lady who does not know much, they would help people believe in the Lord.After she talks very briefly.
这个区别不在别的，就在保罗在哥林多前书第二章四到五节那里所说，我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，是用圣灵和大能的明证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
So the difference does not lie in something else. Just like First Corinthians Chapter 2, verses 4 to 5. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power.
所以可见，传福音的人不需要有博士学位，也不需要有演讲的技巧，像我这种拙口笨舌的就可以了。
So it actually means missionaries, they don't need a doctor's degree, or they don't need good public speaking skills. So even sometimes you are not that, does not have that good public speaking skills, that's enough to preach gospel.
一边咳嗽一边讲也没问题。
It's okay to sharing gospel while talking.
只要讲得全面，讲得清楚就够了。其他的就得仰赖神话语中所自然富有的那个权柄。
As long as the message is clear and complete, all others rest on the power of God's words.
这是第二个要素。
That's the second element.
第三个要素。是讲到圣灵，也就是说福音的传输。
The third element is Holy Spirit. It's about delivering the gospel.
圣经告诉我们说，圣灵在人的心里面定罪、光照，引人明白福音的真理。
So it says in the Bible, Holy Spirit shine upon people's heart and convict sin.And guide people into all truth.
就正如这两节经文所说的。
So as these two verses talk about.
当我们在旅行的时候，有一次我们坐火车到了杭州。
When we traveled in China, we took train to 杭州。
杭州站停了，上来了一群大概六七个年轻人，坐在我们前面。
The train stopped, and then a group of young men.Came and sat in front of us.
有一个坐在我的旁边，靠窗坐的。
One of them sat next to me, close to the window.
他坐下以后，马上就变成低头族。
You know, after he sat down, he started what?
He dropped his head and listened to play his
cell phone.
Cell phone.
It's like phone snubbing. You know that word?
他就玩弄他的手机听音乐，没有一丝想要跟旁边人交流这个意思。
So he started to play his cell phone, listening to the music, and didn't intend to talk to anybody.
我也不好意思打扰他的清静。
I didn't want to interrupt him.
所以我就乖乖的坐在那里，在观察这群年轻人的状态。
So I sat there quietly.And observe, try to observe this group of young men.
我立刻发现这群年轻人这个谈吐非常的粗鲁，三字经连篇了。
So soon I found this group of young men was so rude and spoke dirty words.
每一句话都是由三字经开始，三字经结束。
very dirty.
Filthy. Filthy.
So I started to worry about the young generation in China.
我旁边的那一个却没有参与他们的这个聊天，也许是被我挡住了的缘故。
So the one next to me didn't join that conversation, might because I blocked him.
一句话不讲就做他的低头族。
He was silent and just kept the phone snubbing.
一小时以后，他忽然要起来去洗手间，就很斯文、很有礼貌的请我让他出去。 并且嘱咐我脚下的我那些行李可以暂时放在他的位置上。So
after an hour, he stood up and he wanted to go to the bathroom. So he asked me to let me out very politely, and also told me that I could move the luggage under my feet on his seat temporarily.
我非常欣赏这位年轻人的这个举止。非常，回来以后我就。 立刻称赞他几句，说他与他的同伴不一样。So
I really appreciate the behavior of this young man. So after he returned, I praised him and said he was quite different from his companions.
我说他彬彬有礼，他有非常好的教养。So
I said he was polite and well educated.
他听了以后，马上摘下他的耳机，就开始跟我聊天。After
hearing the praise, you know, he took off his earphone and started chat with me.
我发现他处在一个大环境所造成的，窘困的这个光景之中无法自拔。I
found that he was stuck in a big environment and could not escape.
他大学毕业一年了，找不到工作，只好再跟着他爸爸做生意。So
after 1 year, after graduation from college, he couldn't find a job. So he had to do business with his father.
一周工作六天，有的时候加第七天仍然要工作，完全没有自己的时间。He
has to work 6 or 7 days a week and does not have his own life time at all.
我跟他分享美国年轻人周末的这个光景，我常常用这个方法，顺便借着这个机会带入上教会崇拜的这个美国的文化。So
I shared him young people's weekend, the life at the weekend in America. And so I always take advantage of the opportunity to include attending church at the weekend.
他的眼睛忽然爆出这个渴慕的神情，说我奶奶也是基督徒啊。So
suddenly he showed an expression of desire for truth and said, my grandma is also Christian.
所以我赶紧抓住这个机会去问他说， 什么是影响一个人生、一个人的生活呢？
So I thought this is a great opportunity, so I just asked him right away, what's the purpose of life?
How does, what influence how you live?
What's 是什么人? Okay, what influence a man's
life? 他回答说, 当然是人生的目标咯。
So he answered, it's the goal or purpose of life.
我说非常正确，你有正确的目标，才有正确的人生生活。I
said that's correct. If you have correct life goals, then you will have correct life.
那么我就接着问他说，那什么来，确定一个人生的目标呢？
So then I asked him, what can decide the purpose of life?
他欲言又止，始终没有回答我的问题。He
would like to answer but stopped. So he had been thinking, but never answered.
我说只有真理可以帮助我们来厘定人生的目标。I
said,
否则他很容易的跟他的朋友一样的，随波逐流，荒度一生。So
I said only truth can determine the correct life purpose. Otherwise, he would easily follow the crowd and waste his life.
因为火车已到站，我们要准备下车，我就没有。 我必须结束跟他这个短谈。Since
we have reached our destination, I had to finish our conversation.
不过临走以前，我告诉他，你的奶奶知道真理。Before
I took off the train, I told him, your grandma knows the truth.
她有人生真正的这个目标的答案。
She has the answer to the question on true life purpose.
所以你下一次回家一定要去跟你奶奶问她，她的这个她的对真理的认识。
So next time when you go home, you should ask your grandma about his knowledge about the truth.
这个真理就可以帮你从你的窘困的环境里面被释放出来。
So you will be released from this difficult position.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们需要知道真理，真理使你们得自由。
So the Bible tells us we should know the truth, which will deliver us from, which will help us get the freedom.
我盼望大家，当我们听的时候，就一同的默默为这一个叫做潘文豪的年轻人来祈祷。
I hope right now everyone would pray for this young man, silently. His name is Pan Wenhao.
盼望圣灵做人所做不到的工作，继续带领他走入真理，而使他得到自由。
May the Holy Spirit, work that man cannot do, and continue to lead him into the truth, so that he will receive freedom.
福音的传输不是人所能够做的。
So sharing gospel is not what man can do.
这一切都是圣灵的工作。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵把他带来放在我旁边，与他的朋友分开。
The Holy Spirit brought him by my side, you know, let him separate, be separate from his friends.
是圣灵给我一句话，让他能够摘下他的耳机。
It's the Holy Spirit that let him take off his earphone.
是圣灵开启他的口，让我有机会进入他的生命，了解他的需要。
It was the Holy Spirit that helped him open his mouth. So let me enter into his life to chat with him.
更是只有圣灵才能够让他知道突破他困境的这个途径。
It would be the Holy Spirit that helped him understand and know the way to break out of the difficult situation.
传福音必须要有圣灵开路与开启人心。
It should be the Holy Spirit that lead the way when we share gospel.
我们只不过是媒介供圣灵所使用而已。
It's only the Holy Spirit that can open people's hearts. We are only the media used by the Holy Spirit.
这是传福音的第三个要素。
This is the third element of sharing the gospel.
第四个要素是讲到信心的问题，就是福音的全能。
The fourth one is conviction. The power of the gospel.
在我还没有启程前三天，获得北京大学医学院的邀请，来参加一个医学伦理学的讲座。
Three days before I departed from America, I was invited to attend a medical ethics panel or lecture at Beijing University, the Medical School of Beijing University.
这个问题我不陌生，但是从学术研讨方面来说，我一点经验也没有。
I'm not unfamiliar with this topic, but I didn't have any experience, for this kind of academic conference.
我知道北京大学的名气啊。
I know the fame, reputation of the medical school of the Peking University.
所以当时我却有一点受宠若惊的兴奋和恐惧。
I really felt extremely flattered. I was excited, but also was fear. Has fear.
我紧紧地在上飞机前看了一篇文章，借了一本书，又在飞机上预略了看了一些这个书里面的内容，装备一下，以免到时出丑。因为我实在不知道我当时要扮的角色是什么。
So I only read one article before departure and check out one book. So I read the book.Briefly on the plane, try to equip myself. Otherwise, I would feel embarrassed because at that time I really didn't know what kind of role I would play at the conference.
到达北京以后，第二天我们就去北大医学院参观。
On the second day after we arrived in Beijing, we went to Beijing University Medical School to visit.
接见我的刚好是这个讲座的筹备人，他递给我一张这个讲座的议程。
So the person who received me was the panel organizer. So he gave me the agenda of the panel.
并且指出来你在九点到九点半之间你要发言三十分钟。
And told me that I had half an hour between 10 and 10:30 to speak.
我听了差点晕倒。
I almost passed out when I heard that.
我看我上面发言人之前，我是第二个发言人。第一个发言人是中国国家卫生局的党委书记。
I'm the second speaker. The first one was the party secretary of the National Public Health Bureau.
当天坐在我旁边的是上海卫生局的局长。
At that time, the one person who sat next to me was the head of Shanghai Public Health Bureau.
非常难掩饰我心里面的恐惧与窘困。
I was afraid, you know, I was kind of worried.
我算老几？怎么能够跟这些显赫的人物并驾齐驱
？Who am I? How could I sit together with these famous and powerful people?
在惊慌之际，突然有一句圣经的话进了我心里面。
When I felt panic, just one Bible verse actually appeared in my mind.
也是我在主日学曾经跟大家分享过的，就是不要怕，只要信。
It was what I shared with you at Sunday school. It's in Luke. Don't be afraid, just believe.
一切不，既然不是出于我自己，那么就必定有神的安排和带领。
If everything is not out of my own, so there must be God's leading and arrangement.
贴前二章四节说，神既然验证了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是对要讨人的喜欢，而是要讨那验察我们心的神喜欢。
In 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 4, on the contrary, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please man, but God, who tests our hearts.
这句话实在是我们传福音的定心丸。定心丸。
So this word really comforts us.When we try to share gospel,
不是我们讲，是神托付我们讲，所以他要负责。
It's not we are speaking, but God who entrusts us, He will speak.
就算站在我们前面的是美国的总统毛主席，或者是其他显赫的人物，都无所谓。
Even though, if it's like American President or Chairman Mao who was standing in front of us, don't be afraid.
因为倒时差的缘故，我每天早上两三点就醒来，再也睡不着。
Because of jet lag, I could not go to sleep like at 2 or 3 in the morning.
前几天头两三天。
At the beginning of the trip.
我就趁机在深夜，夜深人静的时候来准备我的演讲词。
So I prepared my speech when it was very quiet at night.
我尽量找一些机会把圣经的教导做根基，来介绍西方国家医生病患中间的关系。
I tried my best to look for some teachings in the Bible to introduce the relationship between doctors and patients in the Western countries.
这个是我分享的重点。
That's the key point that I would share with them.
跟彼得前书三章那里告诉我们，要我们随时准备好来分享我们的信仰的凭据。
So in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15, it teaches we should always be prepared to give an answer to everyone.
但是我们必须了解，我们顺服神，忠心向神忠心，比好的口才、好的理论学术更重要。
So we should understand that.Obeying God and loyalty to God is much more important than good eloquence or message.
毕竟我们传福音的信心不是建立在高言大志，更不是学术理论上，而是我们所领受并活出来的真理和差遣我们的神身上。
Our conviction for sharing gospel is not built on eloquence or superior wisdom or theories, but.It was on the truth that we believe in and live in.
站在人前就是做耶稣基督的使者。
When we stand in front of people, We are ambassador of Jesus Christ.
这正好带领我们进入下一个最也是最后一个传福音的要素。
So this will lead us to the last element of sharing gospel.
为人福音的见证。
And that is how we live as a testimony of sharing gospel.
使徒们不仅尽职的传福音，他们也尽心的活出福音的真谛。
So the apostles did not only try their best to share the gospel, but they also live out the truth of the gospel.
他们为了别人的缘故所过的生活，也正是他们所传的福音最好的见证。
They live in a way for the benefit of others, and that is the best testimony for the gospel they want to share.
因为世人看不见神，但却看得清清楚楚讲神话语的人。
Men cannot see God, but they can see those people who are with God, who share God's word.
一个道德行为败坏的人所传的福音无法令人诚服而接受。
The gospel preached by an immoral person cannot convince others, so they cannot believe in it.
在我们访问期间，我们走了很多间的大学。
During the trip, we visited quite a few universities.
我们在校园里面探访许多的外籍的老师们。
We visited many foreign teachers, professors on campuses.
以下几张的图片是他们生这个他们这个校园里面的住宿的这个
情况。So the photos show their living conditions there.
他们个个都可以说是做了极大的牺牲来了中国。
I would say that every one of them sacrificed a lot to go to China.
除了文化、言语、生活方式多方面的适应外，他们更要受到制度、条例等的限制。
In addition to language, culture, and lifestyle, which are quite different from their own, they are also restricted by rules or policies.
最近上级颁发指令，要学校对外籍与本地的教师一视同仁。
An official document was issued recently that all the institutions should treat local teachers or professors the same as foreign teachers or professors.
他们取消了许多对外籍教师原有的优惠，也更加深他们在中国生活的难度。
So the policy, the new document canceled many preferential policies.For the foreign teachers, so that make the life in China more difficult.
然而，他们服侍神的信心不为所动，他们认真工作，继续的真诚的活出基督。
But their conviction for serving God was not impacted by it. They still continue to work seriously and live out Christ.
他们以生活的见证成为影响学生的最佳工具，也是身教比言传更有说服力。
So that life testimony became the sharpest weapon that could influence the students. It's more persuasive to teach by example than by preaching.
今年4月28日，中国大陆浙江省温州市三江教会曾经花费3000万元所建成的壮观宏伟的教堂，一夜之间就被政府以违章建筑夷为平地。
So on April 28 this year, in Wenzhou, Zhejiang Province, Three Rivers Church spent $30 million and built a spectacular church, but it was torn down overnight by the government with the excuse of illegal construction.
就在海内外教会各界大声疾呼要政府停止对教会逼迫的浪声中，三江教会的教牧执事却带领全体的会众弟兄姐妹忏悔。
So when the churches at home and abroad tried to appeal to the government to stop the persecution, the pastors and deacons of the Three Rivers Church led their brothers and sisters to confess.
他们承认自己曾经宣扬教会的门面，夺取了神的荣耀，正如当年建巴别塔以夸耀人的伟大，却遭受神的咒诅。
So they acknowledge, they confess that they tried to glorify the gate of the church, which took away God's glory, just like when the Babel Tower was built. It was to glorify man's greatness, but they were suffered by God's curse.
我站在这个地方，就是教会被夷为平地的那个地址，现在只有种了很多的树。
So that's the site where the church was torn down, but now they grow some trees on it.
一个教会如果将主要的精力灌注在追求人数众多、教堂建筑漂亮宏大、各种花样的活动繁多。
If a church spend most of their energy on the attention to big numbers of members or build very beautiful church or have a lot of different activities,
就很可能落入成为一个不讨神喜悦的宗教团体而已。
This kind of church would easily fall into a religious group that does not please God.
这样就不能够成为一个好的见证。
The church cannot be a good testimony.
吸引人到神面前来。
And cannot attract people before God.
如果这样的话，就背离了主耶稣要我们所颁布传福音的大使命。
And it departs from the great commandment to preach the gospel from Jesus Christ.
所以这次短期的访问旅游使我清楚看见这个并体会到，如果要走一个传道者的道路，必须有圣洁的生活。
So through this short travel, and it helped me clearly understand, if we want to be a missionary, we have to live a holy life.
我们必须以身作则，成为榜样，不看重外表，不好大喜功。
We should live by example and not pay attention to outward appearance or crave for greatness and success.
我们必须脚踏实地地把握传福音的五大要素。
We should make a down-to-earth effort and grasp the five elements for sharing gospels.
那五大要素你们还记得吗？
Do you still remember what are the five elements?
第一个。
First one? Words.
Words, 言语。第二个。
Second.
全能
，power。
第三个
，third，
圣灵
，spirit。
第四个
，fourth， conviction。
最后一个
，last one，
为人，非常好。
How we live？
你们都是醒的。
Yeah, still awake
。一个匆忙又疲惫的旅程。
After the short and tiring trip。
又得了北京的病毒
，and also brought back the virus from Beijing.
就让我深深的体会到传道者的生涯滋味。
So it helped me deeply understand, the feeling of being a missionary.
这不是一条容易走的道路。
It's not an easy way.
也不再是我上一次讲到的那个进修退休的那个议题。
It's not related to the topic I mentioned last time about retirement or continual education.
因为我现在了解，被神验中了，受了托付，就得照样去做。
I understand that if we are selected and entrusted by God, we should follow God's will.
旧约圣经创世纪记载，亚伯兰75岁的时候，耶和华呼召他离开本地本族父家，往所指引的地区。
In the Old Testament, it described when Abram was called by the Lord when he was 75 years old to leave his country, his people, and his father's household and go to the land the Lord showed him.
当神指示亚伯兰的时候， 圣经并没有记载他先去 Google 一下什么地方是迦南地。
So when the Lord called Abram, he didn't have internet to Google where is Canaan.
那里有没有雾霾？
Whether there is smog there.
他没有讨价还价。
He didn't bargain.
那里有没有病毒啊？
Is there any virus there?
那里他也没有东问西问很多问题。
He didn't ask
怎么生活？
Anything.
怎么教养孩子？
How to live there? How to educate our children?
这个那个他都没有问。
He didn't ask anything.
圣经只说他单纯的就照着去做了。
In the Bible, it says he just followed the calling and left as the Lord had told him.
因此，他的信心与他的顺服使他成蒙福做多国之父的亚伯拉罕。
Because of his faith and obedience, Abraham was blessed and became the father of many nations.
我当然不是亚伯拉罕。
Certainly, I'm not Abraham.
也不设想会蒙什么福。
I dare not think that I will be much blessed.
只要没有病毒骚扰就够了。
That's enough if I'm not bothered by virus.
但是，既然有这样的榜样摆在我们的面前，我们照着去做是不会吃亏的。
But we have such a good example in front of us, and we would not suffer losses if we just follow him.
就算是有危难或者是健康方面的威胁，那也是物质方面的东西，迟早要过去。
Even there is threat of danger or health, those are all material things. They will be gone sooner or later.
但是我们对神的信心与神同行是存到永远。
So the conviction, of working with God would be eternal.
圣经告诉我们，保罗说他靠着加给他力量的凡事都能做。
In the Bible, Paul says, "I can do everything through Him who gives me strength."
传福音不论地点、文化或国家。
When sharing gospel, it doesn't matter where it is or what culture, country it is.
只要顺服、忠心，大家都可以来响应。
As long as we are obedient and loyal, we can all respond to God's calling.
抓紧传福音的这五大要素。
Understand and grasp the five elements of sharing gospel.
加上一点点的操练。
Have some training.
必定得胜而有余。
We will be more than the conquerors.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless you all.